Chapter 2 Saturday morning, Katie and I drove up into Connecticut for the day. The clear, sunny weather still held, as long a fall as I could remember. It was weather that couldn't last. We didn't want to waste it. And we drove up in Katie's MG. It was the old-style model with running boards and exposed radiator front, and although New York is really no place to own a car, Katie had this because it just exactly fitted into a narrow areaway beside her shop, if she illegally drove up over the curb. When it was parked, you had to climb in and out over the back end, but it saved garage rent, making it possible for Kate to have it. Katie had a tiny antique shop on 3rd Avenue in the 40s. Her foster parents, she'd been adopted when she was 2, had died 2 years ago within 6 months of each other. They were elderly, older than her own parents would have been. She'd moved to New York then from Westchester, worked as a stenographer, didn't like it, and opened the shop a year later with a few $1,000s she'd inherited. It was failing. She'd added greeting cards and a little rental library, which hadn't helped, and we both knew she'd have to give up the shop when the lease expired in the spring. I was sorry, both for Kate and because I liked the place. I liked poking around it, discovering something I hadn't seen before, a box of old political campaign buttons under a counter, maybe, or something new she'd just bought, such as an admiral's hat I could try on. And whenever there's been time, or when I've had to wait for Kate, as I did this morning, I'd usually sit down with one of the stereoscopes, the viewers she had, and one of several big boxes loaded with old stereoscopic views, mostly of New York City. Because I've always felt a wonder at old photographs, not easy to explain. Maybe I don't need to explain. Maybe you'll recognize what I mean. I mean the sense of wonder, staring at the strange clothes and vanished backgrounds, and knowing that what you're seeing was once real. That light really did reflect into a lens from these long...